Satisfy those cravings. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jeff, episode 105 of our 1 Minute Health Hacks with Dr. Jeff. So we're starting this 10-day detox thing, and this is day one. The focus behind day one is to feel satisfied. Curbing cravings is a very, very difficult thing, and it's not because you're weak, it's because your neurology, your brain chemistry, all of that stuff has been rewired from the addictive properties of, in particular, sugar. So this is a difficult thing to do. So this is the key for this first day, and the first day can be a little bit tough. On the first day, I did have a little bit of a headache from caffeine withdrawal, I'm sure. Not enough that I would have, you know, taken anything or sought some sort of a remedy, but certainly had a little bit of that feeling. You just felt a little off, but nothing too crazy. Was able to work and energy was good. So here's some tips for this day one stuff. Follow the program to the letter. Right? The program's been designed for a reason. Most programs are designed because they're designed to work in a very specific way. So make sure you go cold turkey, right? You can't cheat and have a little bit of caffeine. You can't cheat and have a little bit of sugar, anything like that. MSG is a bad one. Go cold turkey and make sure you stick to it. Avoid your temptation zones, right? If you were an alcoholic, you wouldn't go hang out in a bar. So don't go to your favorite food place for lunch where the cheeseburger, you know, with the great bun is your favorite thing, or, you know, to the donut shop where that donut that you love is. Stay out of your temptation zones. Power up your day with the right combination of foods. That's where that breakfast smoothie, and there's a bunch of great ones in the book. It's amazing how satisfied I was. I wasn't even hungry when I got to lunchtime, blew right through the morning and wasn't hungry at all, and my energy was good. Use a fiber product. He recommends PGX before every single meal. Fiber fills up your stomach, plus it also really assists in digestion, and it's going to keep your colon moving. Keep the daily rhythm of exercise, or of eating rather, the same. So try and eat roughly the same time every single day, and make sure you prioritize sleep. Sleep is extremely important when you're detoxing or healing or anything of that nature. So make sure you're going to get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep. All kinds of research that shows that people that sleep, you know, 7 to 9 hours actually live long and are happier. So all kinds of good reasons for sleep. So there's the day one summary. As always, please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review so that we can get this natural health information out to more people, help them take charge of their health, and as always, share this with somebody that's important to you. Bye for now.